A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give him the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask, and you will receive. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord. This Gospel passage, which we hear today, is so often quoted to encourage prayer of petition. And when we have prayed and sought and knocked and received what we've been praying for, we are encouraged. And we encourage others to pray and storm heaven, so to speak, when serious needs arise. But what about the other times when we have prayed and asked and knocked, but have not received the answer we prayed for? Isn't it logical that we would question this promise that Jesus makes, "Ask and you will receive"? After Jesus tells us to ask and seek and knock, he goes on to elaborate and reinforce his promise by reminding us that, imperfect as we are, parents know how to care for their children and would not give them a snake or a scorpion when their child asks for a fish or an egg. And if we know how to give good gifts to our loved ones, how much more will God, who is perfect and who loves us so much, give us what is good for us? Jesus encourages us to be persistent in prayer. When our prayer is not answered the way we wish, is it because we didn't pray hard enough or long enough? It is the last verse of this passage: "If you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will our Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" It is this last verse that seems to put things right for me. The Holy Spirit is the gift. Parents give good things to their children, but the Holy Spirit is the better, the best gift we can receive. Jesus promised this gift of the Spirit to the apostles before he ascended into heaven, the gift who enlightened them, guided them, encouraged them, gave them the strength they needed to remain faithful to their Lord, for many, the strength to become martyrs. When we have the Holy Spirit living and active in our lives, guiding us, strengthening us, encouraging us, we will be able to deal with whatever hardships come from our human condition. When we pray for a specific intention and it comes to pass, and when we pray for a specific intention and it does not come to pass, it is the Holy Spirit who will help us believe that for those who love God, all things do work for the good. Our parent God is eager to give us this gift of the Holy Spirit, but we must ask for it with desire. Seek for this gift by looking for signs of God's love in our lives and reflecting upon them. We are called to knock and desire to be open so as to welcome this gift more deeply into our life. Today is the Feast of the Holy Rosary. Mary must have had many desires that she prayed about, but her final word in prayer must have always been fiat, an act of surrender, be it done according to your will. In this surrender, she was open, and the Holy Spirit came, and the word was made flesh. Mary bore Jesus within her and gave him to us. Today, we ask Mary to help us to pray the way she did, so that the Holy Spirit will be welcomed into our hearts to form Jesus in us, so that we too will carry him wherever we go. I believe that Jesus did mean it when he said, "Ask and you will receive." I just have to know what I'm really praying for.